Hi and welcome back. This is Amy, and I'll be guiding you through this meditation called Visualizing the Helpers, inspired by the wisdom of the mother of Mr. Rogers, from the famous old TV show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He once said in an interview, "My mother used to say, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines." I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, medical people, anybody who's coming into a place where there is tragedy, to be sure that they include the helpers. When we look for the helpers, we can feel that there's hope. Even in times like these where a lot feels out of our control. Let's take a moment and find a comfortable seated position. Slowing down your breath. Just letting yourself arrive here. Feel your spine grow tall. The back muscles, the largest muscle group of the body, holding you up. Allow your eyelids to close over your eyes if that feels comfortable. And just notice your breathing. Let's begin by rubbing our hands briskly together to generate some heat. Now bring your hands about 8 inches apart. And let's imagine you're holding a model of the globe in between your hands. As you imagine holding our planet in your hands, let yourself visualize all the helpers who are showing up during this global crisis. Virologists testing the virus and learning more about it, scientists making testing methods faster, doctors tracking the cycle of respiratory monitors, those working around the clock to develop more effective treatments, antivirals, and a vaccine, engineers increasing their productivity to efficiently manufacture as many ventilators as possible. Just noticing how this is feeling in your body, continuing to feel this globe between your hands. Just imagining all around the world doctors telling an older person or immune compromised person that they're doing their best and that we'll get through this. Visualizing doctors and nurses suiting up for work and fearlessly offering their care to the sick. Epidemiologists tracking the spread of the virus and learning more about how it spreads. Just noticing how this feels in your body. Perhaps there's a lightness or a sensation of tingling, maybe heat. Perhaps nothing at all. Just notice. Continuing to focus on this globe that you're holding very tenderly between your hands, and visualize on a community level now, caregivers bringing food to the homeless, pet food to their pets, neighborhood volunteers organizing to transport food to the elderly or immune compromised neighbors, farmers out there growing produce and sending it carefully out to the local grocery stores. Visualizing all the people working to perform essential services, like collecting trash from all the homes, helping to keep our neighborhoods clean, delivering Amazon shipments, mail carriers still coming to work daily to make sure everyone is still getting their mail, grocery workers helping people get the food they need and making sure people are keeping their distance in the stores. janitorial services, scrubbing and buffing down all the grocery store floors. Visualizing people writing letters to folks in prison, reminding them that they're not alone. People volunteering to talk on the phone with elderly people in nursing homes to remind them that they're not alone. Just feel into the image of the world that you are holding so gently. And take a moment to feel into this warmth between your hands. Breathe into this warmth and allow all the appreciation that you're feeling for all the helpers to just be here. Allow a smile to form across the inside of your mouth. Let it travel down into your throat. Settle into your heart space, feeling that smile of gratitude inside your heart. And for now, you can just let your hands drop down and notice yourself here. If you're listening to this guided meditation, you too are probably a helper yourself, especially if you're sheltering in place and practicing physical distancing. You're doing this for the greater good of the planet, not just for yourself, but for all beings. Let's take a moment and again, just notice your body. Notice your breath. Seeing if there's anything you need to do to get comfortable as we set up for this final segment on loving kindness. The more we practice loving kindness, the more we can embody it. And we all know that this is what the world needs more now than ever. I'm going to say some lines to you. And after I say it the first time, I'd like to invite you to say it to yourself, either aloud or even as a whisper, or perhaps just to yourself inside your head. Feel the way each line lands inside of yourself. Some of them may work and some may not. Just notice the ones that resonate the most with you. So slowing down your breath, relaxing your shoulders down, and just be receptive to the following words. May I be free of danger. May I be peaceful. May I be free of danger. May I be peaceful. May I be free from anger, fear, and worry. May I be free from anger, fear, and worry. May I remain curious and not make assumptions about the unknown. May I remain curious and not make assumptions about the unknown. May all those who have helped me be safe, be happy, be peaceful. May all those who have helped me be safe, be happy, be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be safe, be happy, be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be safe, be happy, be peaceful. Now let's bring the hands together again, rubbing them together to create some warmth between your palms. Rubbing the hands briskly, but maintaining a slow and steady breath. Feel the heat being generated. And now bring your hands right over your heart space, placing those palms on top of your heart. Inhale, sending the warmth down into your heart and wishing yourself well. Wishing all those you love well and sending those well wishes out all across the world. And slow breaths. Thanks again for joining me today. Feel free to revisit any of these recordings at any sequence whenever you need a little grounding during these challenging times. It would be great to have you join again. In the meantime, I wish you and all your loved ones good health, safety, and protection.